It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times here on WQXR. The spring theater season opens a tribute to the South African playwright Athol Fugard. The Signature Theater will present three Fugard plays through September, two of them directed by Fugard himself. Roundabout Theater Company is also joining in with a production of Fugard's Road to Mecca, which is running right now. Charles, Athol Fugard is best known for his plays exploring the horrors of apartheid in his home country of South Africa. And that issue is a part of Road to Mecca, too, but it's not really the heart of that play, is it?
It's actually a very tangential issue in this play. There are references made to the hard lives that the black population lives. But this is actually a play with three white characters, and it's a more intimate story. And it's a story of a widow who's sort of an eccentric in the town she lives. She's devoted her life to creating these exotic sculptures that now fill her front yard and have caused some sort of a disapproval in the small community in which she lives.
Road to Mecca stars Rosemary Harris as this eccentric woman. She hasn't been on Broadway in a couple of years. How is her performance in this play? Which I think the role's a little unusual for her, isn't it?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's unusual for her. She has wide range. She's a pretty amazing actress. Yeah. And in a way, it really fits her because the essence of the character is her spirituality. And Rosemary Harris is capable of radiating this intense amount of, you know, inner feeling. The main struggle in the show is between two people sort of over her soul. There's a minister played by Jim Dale who is trying to gently coax her to move into a nursing home, essentially. And then she has an ally in a young friend and protege named Elsa, played by Carly Gugino, who is trying to defend her.
Do these actors, Dale and Gugino, make a good case for their roles?
Actually, they really do. They're both great stage performers. Jim Dale, of course, has a long history on stage. Lately, apparently, he's been spending a lot of time reading the Harry Potter books. But it's wonderful to see him, and he gives a very affecting performance. And Carly Gugino, who's been on Broadway and is a very powerful stage actress, tears into her role, which is more of a firebrand kind of thing.
So does this production make a good case for the play?
I think it does. It really pays off in the second act when the heart of the play comes to the fore, and Rosemary Harris gives this moving speech about how her life really began when she began creating these sculptures, and they aren't just sort of the indulgences of a dotty old woman, but they are what gave her life meaning, and it's really quite tremendous.
I wonder then, as time goes on, if this play will perhaps have greater resonance through the years than Athol Fugard's plays about the more immediate moment of apartheid in South Africa at the time that those plays were written.
There's certainly a possibility because, you know, once the immediate political issue has been resolved, sometimes those plays don't retain as much power, and this is a much more personal play about spirituality versus repression, and it's actually quite affecting.
We go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times each week here on WQXR. See you in 7 days, Charles.
Thanks, John.